This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We talked a little bit yesterday about pay and benefits in the workplace. Today, a follow-up of sorts about the gender pay gap. Let's say you made it to the second interview for that job you desperately want, and the hiring manager asks a question that is considered taboo in most other situations. How much are you making right now? The federal government wants to make that question a bit more taboo in the hiring process, the theory being that not relying on past salaries to set future pay might help close the pay gap. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson takes it from there.
So, not basing a new salary on an old one. Good idea, bad idea?
I think it's great. It is about time.
I think it's a step in the right direction.
More from those guys in a minute. This move came from the Office of Personnel Management, which found last year that women in government made almost 13% less than men in 2012. Some agencies have been required to use current salary info when hiring new employees. OPM now says that's only one factor that may be used to set pay. But doing away with that practice completely would be a good thing, says Dean Baker, co-director of the Center for Economic Policy Research.
You try to assign pay to the job. So you say, okay, this is a job that requires X, Y, and Z, and then you look to find the best person for the job.
Using current salaries can penalize women who took time off to have kids or chose more flexible jobs, says Randy Albelda, a professor at UMass Boston. Plus,
lots of research that shows women are terrible negotiators over their salary compared to men. And where you start determines where you end up.
This would be like a fresh slate, making sure past discrimination didn't carry into the new job. It won't totally solve the gender pay gap, but Eileen Boris, a professor at the University of California, Santa Barbara, says the government can be a model for the private sector.
Because it has set a best practices that many employers then follow, particularly those who depend on government contracts.
Boris says if the feds really want to close this gap, Congress could pass equal pay legislation. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.